This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Mark Magnuson. It has already been an active weather week in Iowa, with rain showers and storms across the state to begin the seven-day stretch. We will hear more about what to expect from the upcoming weather from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose, too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says this week's active weather pattern is good news for pasture and rangeland and spring planted crops.
We will see an increasingly stormy pattern developing. Looks like the axis of heaviest precipitation should be from the central and southern Great Plains, extending northeastward through the Ohio Valley and into the northeast.
Showers were widespread across the Midwest on Tuesday. The systems became more concentrated as they moved to the eastern portion of the U.S., says Rippey.
Behind that, we may see some unsettled weather lingering or continuing in some areas as it looks like more storminess in behind. And when we put it all together, it looks like just about every corner of the country east of the Rockies, you'll see some precipitation at some point during this week, and in many cases, multiple showers and thunderstorms.
He expands on some of the positive impacts to crops receiving rains this week.
We've got a lot of areas that are going to greatly benefit, and producers will take a few slowdowns in field work. If you look at all major crops, pretty much across the board, even extending into the Midwest, we see planting progress taking place, at least on a broad scale, at a normal to ahead of normal pace this spring, reflective of the fact that we still have a lot of the country in drought, close to 40%. And given that, you get those spring showers and things dry out on the surface pretty quickly. It doesn't take long to get back into the field. The one exception being that Mid-South and lower Midwest that experienced the historic flooding just a few weeks ago back in the early to middle part of April. Those areas are one of the few areas of the country really not benefiting from this late April rainfall.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.